AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The White House is pushing to raise troop numbers in Ukraine.
President Biden's administration is urging Ukraine to draft more men of fighting age to increase the size of its military. A senior Biden official who spoke on the condition of anonymity says they want Ukraine to lower the mobilization age to 18 from the current age of 25. The country has more than 1 million citizens in uniform, but conscription is a sensitive topic. Ukraine just lowered the draft age from 27 to 25 this past April. The U.S. official says the pure math of the situation is that Ukraine's military is outnumbered and must dramatically increase troops if it's going to stay in the fight with Russia. Ukrainian officials say they see the push as a deflection by some Western partners from delays in providing equipment. Jennifer King, Washington.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on one woman's efforts to get frozen turkeys to people in very remote areas of Alaska.
Esther Keim flies her small airplane over rural parts of Alaska, dropping frozen turkeys to isolated residents. Keim's mission, dubbed Alaska Turkey Bomb, pays tribute to when a family friend would airdrop turkeys to her family when she was a young girl.
I grew up in the bush in the rural Alaska, so there's no roads.
Keim became inspired to do more in 2022 after hearing that one family had little to eat for Thanksgiving dinner.
A squirrel for dinner did not split very far between three people.
She now averages between 30 and 40 turkey deliveries every year. Her ultimate goal is to set up a nonprofit for Alaska Turkey Bomb so that they can solicit more donations to reach more people.
Because there are so many families that live rural and that live off-grid.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Alabama A&M linebacker Medrick Burnett Jr. remains hospitalized with a head injury suffered in an October game. That's despite the school announcing that he died hours before. This is AP News. Renewed interest in the killing of JonBenet Ramsey because of a new Netflix documentary have led to questions on whether authorities have done everything they can to solve the decades-old killing. Stephen Redfern is the Boulder police chief.
Our goal is to find JonBenet Ramsey's killer. Our commitment to that has never wavered.
The police comments came as part of their annual update on the investigation, this time a month early. Police said they released it a little earlier due to increased attention on the case, referring to Netflix's show, Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey?
We are hopeful that the renewed public attention will generate more tips, and we encourage anyone who has any information to contact our detectives.
That audio is courtesy of the Boulder Police Department. Ramsey was found dead in the basement of her family home in Boulder the day after Christmas in 1996. Her death was ruled a homicide, but nobody was ever prosecuted. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.